Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I am Mary Brown coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas. We are going to be talking on the show today. Our topic is, are Oracle decks going mainstream? We'll see what Dax, my co-host, thinks of that. We'll bring him on shortly. First of all, we are a live call-in show in addition to talking about our topic about Oracle cards going mainstream. We will also be taking your calls during open lines, and we'll give you a free tarot mini reading, or you can just call in to chat with us about your favorite Oracle deck and what you think of the phenomena that it has become. We also have a chat post on our Facebook group, so you can chat live during the show, and you can actually ask questions in there if you want a reading in there and you don't want to call in. If you want to call into the show for a live mini reading or to be on the air, the number to call is 714-816-4628. That number again is 714-816-4628. And you can find our chat post by going to psychictalk.net/chat. That'll take you right over to the chat post, which is in our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. And if you haven't joined the Psychic Talk Facebook group, you need to do that. We have a lot of fun in there. You can find it easily by just searching for Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook. We have a page and a group. Like the page, join the group. Or you can go to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And it will take you right over there. And you really should join the group. We have a lot of fun in there. I post a card of the day every single day. The card of the day for today comes from the Denise Lynn and artwork by Jesse Reich, the Sacred Traveler Oracle Cards. And it is talking about getting the big picture, not getting bogged down with little details, no matter what you do, the moment of what the overall is, instead of getting into like petty little things. So that's the card of the day. View from above, get the big picture, beautiful artwork. You can see that again. Join our Facebook group. All right, let's bring on my co-hostess with the mostest, Dr. Dax Carlisle. Dax, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here listening to you. I could just sit here and listen to you the rest of the day.
Aww. you and nobody else, probably. I'm thinking, like, who really wants to?
Oh, there's people out there. There's people out there. Yep. So, I mean, I'm in the chat post, and I see Sharona Rapshik, one of our hosts, is in on the chat post, psychytalk.net/chat. Come join me. Come join Sharona. Yeah, you can chat with us during the show, talk about the topic. You can even ask for a mini reading right from the chat. This is a new thing we're trying out. I kind of like it, Mary, because it's all, you know, we're all on Facebook. It's easier access for
easier.
And you did the card of the day.
Everybody's there on Facebook. What card did you get?
Yeah, almost. Except the people that really, you know, hate it. A lot of people really hate Facebook, you know. But basically, the card of the day, I was amazing. It goes perfectly with the numerology of the day. I mean, it's the 19th. So 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. You know, 1 is a great energy for new beginnings and new starts. And it's all about self. And then the card of the day is card 1, the magician card, you know. Mastery of the material world, creativity, originality, willpower, and self-confidence, you know, manifesting what you want in the world here. And you'll have the energy to do it because the entire date, September 19th, 2020, adds up to 23. 2 plus 3 is 5. There's that adventurous high energy number to help you along today. Yeah, so get on those projects, folks. That's what I got for the card of the day, the numerology of the day.
Awesome
sauce. Oh boy. Yeah. Oh, you know, I did want to mention, as you mentioned, the Psychic Talk group, that our sister group is the Tarot Guild group. The weekend shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, and we've been around for 16 years now. Oh my God. Just wait a few years, Mary. We're going to be going. Yes, it's 20 years later. I mean,
back in our day.
Yeah. Well, we've been around for 16 years now, and the Tarot Guild is our sponsor on the weekend. So I did want to mention we have a group for the Guild, of course, on Facebook, and it has 6,300 members. So go look for that on Facebook. You can also just type in your browser, thetarotguild.com, which is our main website. Come over and visit us. You can join the website for free. thetarotguild.com/Facebook will take you right there, right over to the group. You can join the group. 6,300 other tarot lovers, the tarot, and professional readers, and conversations, and cards, and it's just really great stuff. Really great stuff. It's really taken off. So is the website. A lot of people are joining the tarotguild.com. It's kind of like Facebook for tarot and has all the same features, but it's all tarot all the time. Yeah, come over and check that out and join it, thetarotguild.com. We'd love to have you over there. And so, you know, we talk a little numerology, some tarot, stuff like that. But, hey, these oracle cards, they're coming in. They're taking over, Mary. What's going on?
I'll tell you, it is interesting. You know, yesterday on Cosmopolitan.com, there was this big article about some of the things that we've talked about on this show of how tarot has changed, how now, you know, decks are more reflective of society. We see a lot more diversity added, and they go into that a bit, and they talk about oracle cards as well. And just a few days ago, Allure magazine, another, magazine that's always been, you know, targeted towards women, right? Cosmo, Allure had this big thing on oracle cards as well. It's just like, I don't know what happened. I mean, I think that in some ways it makes perfect sense why it would become popular, right? You know, these are bizarre times. It would be great to have a second opinion available or to be able to get some advice, right? And also, I think having certain celebrities like the Kardashians, like Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, kind of pushing these ideas out there. They've done the same thing with crystals as well. So now it's like seems to be everywhere. And I think it's really fascinating. And actually, I'm happy about it because then, you know, it doesn't seem so weird because, like, for a while, you know, like you said, we talked about tarot going mainstream, you know, previously, and people know what tarot cards are, even if they you know, don't know how to read them or maybe don't even have a deck themselves. They're so familiar with the term. And for the longest time, trying to explain what Oracle cards were to people, you know, I would find that, like, very rarely did people even, you know, they'd never heard of that, you know, and I still get that question all the time, like, well, what's the difference? And, you know, I think it going mainstream just makes my job easier, really. You know, more people are going to be familiar with it. Plus, I think it's so healthy. I really do. The more people are doing things like, you know, using Oracle cards, even like some of these magazines are talking about for self-care, self-awareness, I think the better off we all are, because I think that's really
that's what I was thinking.
Healthy habit, you know. What do you think of it all?
Yeah, well, one of the main differences that I see, you know, oh, wow, I just looked at the time and it's 11:11 here. Oh, okay.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, the universe is winking at us here. The universe is winking
at us. It's 1:11 here.
yeah, there you go. There, angel numbers. I love it. One of the things I notice is that Oracle cards seem to be more accessible. There's a whole structure to tarot, a whole history that dates back, you know, 600-700 years, all the way back to the 1400s. Whereas I'm not even sure when we had our first Oracle deck. I'm sure there's been some decks, you know, that were specifically for, you know, being an Oracle without being a tarot, like the Lenormand, but there was also, you know, Madame Lukowski's, you know, how to, you know, deck for whatever. Anyway, I'm sure there's one or two, you know, but I mean, the mainstream, you know, getting a lot of Oracle decks is much more recent. I want to ask you about that. You know, the first time you saw a tarot deck, first time you saw an Oracle deck. But before we get to that, what I'm noticing also is that unlike tarot, you know, when tarot started getting used for divination, it was always you go to a tarot reader and have a session and they read the tarot cards for you. And that's pretty much, you know, still the way it is. I mean, a lot of people have their own tarot decks and so forth too, sure. But with the Oracle deck sensation, it's different. It's like people are buying them for themselves and they're not so they can read for other people, but so they can read for themselves. Or do self-introspection and, like you mentioned, self-care and different things like that. So that's like the big difference, or one of the big differences for me. And I think it's great. You know, there was a time, oh, I don't know, 15 years ago where I said, or maybe not 15 years, let's say 10 years ago on one of the first shows of Tarot Today Radio, you know, back in 2010. And I said something along the lines of like, well, you know, if I had it my way, everybody would be assigned a tarot deck when they were born. You know, why should you have to wait and then go to a professional reader, you know, when you can grow up with the tarot and have it help you along the whole way, right? Right? You know? And
yeah.
It's funny because that's kind of what's happening with the Oracle cards going mainstream. People see them as more accessible. They're using them for themselves more, and I think it's just great.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that it's really kind of a interesting phenomenon. Like, because I remember at one point, I would encounter like the occasional person who.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't read tarot, wasn't interested in tarot cards at all, but would have something like the dolphin cards or the medicine cards, you know, and be totally like fine with that. Like there was like a different thing in their head about it, you know, like, oh, well, this is different. And it's
right.
Kind of funny to me because it's different. You know, obviously the difference is, you know, it's not a tarot deck. You know, it doesn't have the tarot structure. It doesn't have the tarot history, all of that. But it's all divination, you know. So I kind of feel like, you know, there's that kind of thing where it's just easier. You know, I think that's the main thing. And for me, I was like kind of slower to get into Oracle decks. But I did, you know, I think the first Oracle deck that I had, I think it may have been the Dolphin cards, which were like these little round cards that had, you know, and I still have them. They just have a saying on them. You know, just words. It's so simple, right? And you just, like, I have them in a bowl and you just pull one out. And I just, some of the messages on them were so bizarre because, you know, it's coming from dolphins, right? And so they have this strange sense of humor or something, you know? I always thought it was just like kind of a hoot. And then after that, I think Diana Cooper's unicorn cards, and then Doreen Virtue, her magical unicorn cards. I mean, she's someone that I think really did, you know, in her, you know, previous, before the transformation, let's say, her previous incarnation. She's somebody who I do think really did do a lot to popularize them along with, you know, like call it Baron Reed and Diana Cooper. I mean, these are, but today, I mean, my goodness, I mean, there's a million different, it seems like, you know, there's probably hundreds of thousands.
All you
got to
do is look at the banner for today's show. I mean, the banner for today's show, I made a background with like lots and lots of different, you know, deck covers, and it's endless, you know. And I think probably the first Oracle deck I ever saw was, I'm not sure which one. I definitely think it was one of those three ladies. I'm not sure which one it was, but. I mean, tarot for me goes back to 1973. I'm watching Live and Let Die, and there's the tarot reader. And I was probably eight or nine. And you know, the impressions that we get that early, you know, right away, it was like, oh, I want to be her. You know, I want to flip the cards and tell the future. And, you know, it was a deck that was specifically made, but it was a Waitsmith variant. And that was the first time I saw a deck, even though I knew that they existed, you know, and I would look for cards. And, you know, back in the day, we had these things, they were called bookstores. You could actually go in and buy books in a physical store. Yeah, it was this new thing.
What?
Yeah. I know. It's like, you're supposed to go to Amazon, right? That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, they would have a case with, you know, all of these card decks in them, you know, and I was fascinated. And when I, you know, eventually got out to this side of the country, to the west, the left side, I discovered metaphysical bookstores, you know, and started going in those. And some of them had decks that were open, you know, sometimes even in a binder where you could flip through and look at all the different images and things like that. But, you know, it was like a gazillion years later before I found out that there was such a thing as an Oracle deck.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
What is that? And I think it's interesting now because it's like there may be people that, you know, discover Oracle decks first, you know.
Tarot. And they never go to tarot. Although there have been people that have joined the guild that I know have told me that they start off with Oracle cards, discovered tarot that direction, and then, you know, went with tarot. Mm. And, you know, back in the day, if you think of the early on Oracle decks, they were very magic eight ball. Do you folks remember the magic eight ball from back in the 80s or whatever, 70s, 80s? You know, you ask a question, you shake it, it pops it up. It's the same thing. You know, you pull a card, like that one you said about the first one you had and it's in the bowl, you know, and you pull one out, has the answer or the wording on it. You just read it. You know, I mean, that takes no psychic ability, skill, anything. It's just magic eight ball. But the decks, the Oracle decks have come a long way since then. In fact, now they're combining them with tarot, which is going to be an upcoming show on the 10th of October. You want to mention that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that because my, and I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I got this deck that's called the Arc Animal Tarot and Oracle Card Deck. It's a multi-use deck, 100 cards in it, 22 Oracle cards that come with it, plus you can order extension packs. You know, it's just like the coolest thing ever. And then it comes with a full tarot deck, too. And the creator, Bernadette King, is going to be on to tell us all about it. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be a great show. But, yeah, she did a combination. Now, hers, this is the thing that's interesting, right? Because what you're talking about, that those sort of hybrid decks that started coming out, and I think maybe Lucy Cavendish with her Oracle Tarot was maybe the first one, at least that I saw. And then after that, John Holland with his Psychic Tarot, and then the follow-up to that, the Psychic Tarot of the Heart. Those are, like, they're not, you know, they're not tarot. But they sort of are tarot, and they're not just straight oracle, but they sort of are that as well. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. Like, I like those decks for what they are. I think they're like 60 cards or something. You know, they take out the court cards. You know, I think both Lucy and John approached it in, you know, slightly different ways. I don't know. You know, they're really like kind of in the middle. And I never really felt like, I don't know, I love the decks and I don't work with them. I mean, I hate to say that, but I just don't work with them. I mean, I'll pull them out every once in a while.
Okay.
But it's just not my go-to. But this deck that Bernadette did, holy cow, I'm using it all the time. It's so gorgeous. I did a video on my YouTube channel, Pterodactyl on YouTube. Just doing a walkthrough of it. And what I like about it is it's a full-on tarot deck. You've got all the tarot cards right there. Using the Rider-Waite imagery so much, but you've got the title. You know what the cards are. You know the titles are there, everything. And she adds 22 Oracle cards to it. And you can add even more Oracle cards to it. So you have the option. You have a fully functional tarot deck. You can combine the Oracle cards that come with it and do readings with the full 100 cards that way and the extension packs. Or you can do tarot
cards.
Reading.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's great. And there's even more, you know. So I think altogether it's going to be like 150 cards maybe. But it's like you can use the Oracle cards separately. Because a lot of people like to use Oracle cards with their readings. We've talked about that, combining them. But this deck gives you both,
yep.
And it's just really cool because you have so many different options. And you know what's even crazier is, like, at the bottom of each card is are symbols for playing cards. So she's like, you can use it to play Go Fish if you want to, you know, because you have the playing card suits at the bottom.
All-purpose deck here. I love it.
Yeah,
150 cards.
I think I'm not sure how many. I think there's 40 more cards coming with the extension packs. I don't know. I get those. They're on back order. It started as a Kickstarter, and the extension packs are on back order. So I'll know in October when I get them. But I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be so fun to talk to her, and she's really big.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk.
Spirit animals. Yeah.
Woohoo. October 10th, folks. Put it on your calendar. We're going to get to talk to Bernadette King. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And we get to find out about the inspiration, you know, why the hell are you doing this? No.
Right. Yeah, Who would do this?
All of a sudden, you know, and I've never been a big animal totem person thing, you know, except my dragon, because I was born in the year of the dragon, you know. One flash I had in my head as you were going up from, you know, okay, you can bring it up to 100 cars, then it's going to be maybe as many as 150 cars, and I'm like, oh, my God. And what popped in my head was, you know, back like 20 years ago, we would take two tarot decks and put them together.
Yeah.
And shuffle them together. And then, you know, more of the same card could come up. Or another way we use that is if we had like two completely different decks and we mix them together, would be read as upside down.
Reversed. Oh, wow.
Reversed. Yeah. And that way you got 256 or something, is it? 256 possibilities, you know. And it also made reversals a little less contrived, because I've always said reversals are contrived. I don't use them. In order to get reversals in a physical deck, you have to force it. In an electronic deck, you know, a lot of people know I use a program, and I have for 10 years now, you know, on the radio shows, that you can go in the controls and you can set it to give you 25% reversals, 50% reverse, whatever percentage you want. But listen to how contrived that sounds, you know, whereas if you're using two different decks and you're shuffling them, then you're getting a more realistic reversal when it comes up. And it just, what you said about 150 cards kind of reminded me of that. It's like, yeah, we used to do 256 cards.
You remember shuffling all of those cards. But yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, I think another thing that really does help Oracle cards going mainstream as well is using, because there's a lot of like electronic versions of Oracle decks out there. I have an app on my phone I think it's called the Animal Spirit Oracle deck, and it's just, and some people are making the app before they make a physical deck, or they may not even make a physical deck. So it's kind of, everything's changed, you know, a lot.
Well,
from back when you and I started.
It starts to make you think. Also, you know, there was the thing with, you know, tarot not being always accessible to everybody. Oracle decks in the beginning, you know, being a little bit too magic eight ball for me. Now you're starting to get the combined decks. Okay, where are we going next? That's the fascinating thing. You know, maybe these combined decks, Oracle tarots will, you know, really develop into something, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the next level would be, you know, because like what I do. I tend to look at it and I think like, okay, we go further and further out, you know, with technology, and now, you know, everything's accessible and all of that. And then I tend to be the person that wants to go old school. You know, I want to go back. I want to be dowsing.
Yep.
You know, I want to be doing old school divination. I'm not reading entrails or anything, but you know what I mean? Like, there's this thing where, like, I don't want to get too far out from like what it's really sort of about to me. And it's always been about divination. That's been the thing that's drawn me in the most. I love the self-care uses. I think it's really healthy. I like the different ways that people are using it. But, you know, after a while, I'd like to kind of scale it back and like get back to the roots. But that's,
I getcha. You know, you've known me for many, many, many years. You know that I've been a strict tarot person. Numerology too, but you know, I use the numerology to tarot, and I'm an old school tarot person. You know, and I'm so old school that I, you know, I don't own a lot of different tarot decks, and you know, I don't even know if I have a single oracle deck, you know, and if I'm in person with somebody, I might pull out a pretty deck like one of Ciro Marchetti's, but the rest of the time I'm just, you know, I got the $5 universal weight from Amazon, you know, or Etsy or eBay or whatever, you know, I'm just like very, very old school, but I'm starting to, you know, turn around a little bit. I get lots of emails from Colette Baron Reading constantly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go to her functions and her events and watch her webinars and things
yeah.
like that. And, you know, it's not that I want to go Oracle deck per se, but, you know, I have some ideas of my own, how you could combine tarot and it be sort of an oracle deck as well, you know, completely different than what's going on right now. And I talked to you about this off air, of course. But,
yeah.
you know, to me, my concept telling you about, you know, is Tarot 2.0, and it's still all tarot, but it is not tarot. I mean, it's tarot, but
yeah.
it has tarot cards within it. In fact, it has, you know, multiple tarot decks within it. But it is an oracle deck, technically, if you think
yeah.
about it, you know, and it's a completely
yeah.
different way to read. But it's not, to go along with what you were saying, it's not getting away from the original purpose or our purpose, you know, doing divination. It's just making divination hopefully better or different ways of doing divination, you know, breaking
yeah.
some of the limits of cards. You know, there's a
yeah.
limit to what you could do with spreads and so forth. But my idea would open up a whole new world of different kinds of card combinations and spreads and ways of reading and things I can't even think of, you know. So it's not so much, you know, that I want to go into Oracle, that I want to get into the self-care aspect of it. You know, I still want to do the divination, but I think that there's, you know, new cooler stuff that can still yet come out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think you know, it's interesting because, you know, Colette Baron Reed is somebody that I think is a good example of, you know, someone who also, you know, has popularized Oracle cards. And the thing that's interesting about her decks and her approach to creating decks is that she's one of the ones that doesn't give you everything. You know, she really wants people to work with their intuition. And so
right.
I'm interested to see how, you know, how that plays in the mainstream. Because a lot of what I'm seeing is people kind of wanting that the easier type Oracle cards where, you know, there's like a paragraph, you know, or they give you like the whole answer rather than just kind of giving you an image. And maybe like the card is numbered and maybe it has a title, and that's kind of what Colette Baron Reed tends to do with her deck. So she really wants you to pick up something intuitively. And I love those.
Yes.
But I don't know how that will be. I mean, I'm interested to see like what decks come out that are, you know, being the ones that become popular by people that tarot or divination community. I think it'll be interesting.
Right. Yes, and it may go in multiple directions, but I think it's all progress. I don't look at it as. What do you think?
I think it's incredibly positive. I think it makes our job easier. I think it normalizes
mm-hmm.
what we do even more so, you know, and I think that that's always a good thing.
That's the most important thing. I mean, I'm sure there's some hardcore tarot readers out there that may see a negative bent to this, you know, that the more mainstream anything becomes, the more watered down it becomes. But there's the possibility of people being aware of that are creating decks and not allowing that to happen and making it real progress versus regress, you know.
Right.
So that's the way I'm looking at it. And the whole aspect of promotion of it, you know, somebody that has never heard of cards at all, except for, you know, very, very, like, way back in the back, you know, far back in their mind from, you know, 20 years ago, that, you know, watches one of these talk shows. And there's Colette or somebody else and talking about, you know, her Oracle decks. That may lead people to tarot at some point, you know, too. So it's really exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
It is exciting.
Oh, and real quick, I want to tell everybody we're going to get to call soon. Don't worry. I hope you're enjoying the conversation. We're also chatting on the chat post. And if you're listening live right now, you can go over to psychictalk.net/chat. That'll take you over to the chat post on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group where you can chat with us live during the shows in the comments. And if you're on Facebook right now, you can just search Psychic Talk Radio, and there's a page in a group. You want to go to the group, you know, like the page, join the group, and find the post there. Like I said, the URL, Psychic Talk. On the fence about calling in, this is the time to call in and secure your spot at 714-816-4628. Give us a ring.
So, hey, it's the bottom of the hour. Before we take calls, do you want to tell everybody what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network?
Oh, sure. Yes, we have everything listed right there on the website, psychictalk.net. And actually, I have the upcoming shows page filled out to all the way to Saturday, October 10th, that show with Bernadette King, the Arc Animal Tarot and Oracle Deck. So you can go check out all the shows coming up between now and October 10th at psychictalk.net/upcoming. We'll just let you know some of the shows coming up this week. Monday, September 21st, will be Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs, Angels, and talks about connecting with your soul. So that's coming up on Monday, every Monday. And then Wednesday, September 23rd, is part three of Catherine Hahn's series of shows, Living the Best Life, Living Your Best Life During Uncertain Times, on her Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. And I will be on next, I'll be back Friday, September 25th. By the way, all of our shows are 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Those are U.S. times, 7 p.m. London, U.K. And so it's always the same time and almost every day of the week. Yeah. Let's see. So Friday, I'll be back with my co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Of course, we'll, as always, we'll be doing open lines, life coaching, tarot mini readings on the Doctors Are In show. But also, we're going to be talking about tapping for stress, EFT. And we all need that right now. A lot of people are still in a lot of the stress. And then, of course, Mary and I will be back on Saturday, September 26th with another Tarot Today radio show next Saturday. As always, we'll have open lines and tarot mini readings, and we'll be doing our psychic spin segment because it's the end of the month. And so we will be talking about, in the psychic spin, we're going to be pulling cards, doing some numerology about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the lasting legacy of the notorious RBG. So sad. She just passed away. I'm sure you have all heard about that. And we thought that would be a great way to honor her is to have her in the psychic spin and pull some cards, do her numerology. It's been a while, actually, since we've done that. We used to do that more frequently where we would do the numerology on somebody in the news, somebody famous that had passed away. We've done everybody. But,
yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done that. So, yeah. So those are the upcoming shows this week. You can catch them all at psychictalk.net/upcoming. Come check it out. Alrighty. So are we ready to go to the phone line? See who's out there?
Let's do it.
Okay, so the caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 323. Let me see if I can bring them on here. My switchboard's hanging up a little bit, Mary. There we go. Mm-hmm. Hello, caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, yes, this is Ani, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi.
Ani from Ohio.
Hi. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
For whatever you'd like to chat about. We're doing good. How are
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that today's topic is very interesting, and I am a first-time listener. And I have a question.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask, do you guys see anything interesting or new coming up for me?
Anything new coming up for you, like in any particular
yeah.
area, like with work or with relationships or...
Well, possibly anything, but especially with relocation and moving.
Okay. Dex, do you want to go first, or should I go first? What do we want to do?
I can go first. Yeah, actually, I do see you moving. There's definitely movement here. It's not fast. It's, you know, if it's your goal to move, it's a slow, steady progress towards that goal. It may require you to take a leap of faith, do something outside of the box, maybe outside of your comfort zone, to ultimately, you know, have it actually happen. And if you really want to be moving, as opposed to just, you know, in general, am I moving? It's like, which is an odd question if you think about it. Who asks, by the way, am I moving? You know, I mean, if you have no plans for this, but, you know.
Right now?
So, right now, yes. You're moving to Australia and you have no choice, you know. So I bring that up because I'm assuming that you're thinking that way, and because it's coming up in the cards that what you need to do is you need to focus on that. Look at it analytically. I'm getting a lot of swords cards, which are thoughts and ideas. I got the central focus card is the Knight of Swords, and he is galloping. He's the fastest moving air element. So things could happen fast, but in order for that to happen, you know, you have to focus in. You know, he's got just the one sword, so he has the one thought or idea. So what the cards are saying is you need to get focused that, yes, this is what I want to do, and focus on where you want to be, the type of location, the type of living situation, house, apartment, whatever it is. You need to focus in on that and get real crystal clear on that for the universe to be able to manifest that in. And that at the end, the Wheel of Fortune. So the Wheel of Fortune is the turning in your favor normally when it shows up in a reading. And this is, I think, just showing the movement towards that. If you think of the wheel of a vehicle turning, and then along with the Knight of Swords, the Six of Swords, you know, these are all cards of movement and progress towards goal, things along those lines. And it could happen with it being the Wheel card, which is card 10. That's my timing card. It could be like 10 weeks. It could happen that fast.
Wow. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, let's see what Mary's getting. Mary, what are you getting?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As far as, I don't think I was even asking the question about movement. I was just like, what's new? What's new happening? I was like, for some reason, focused on that. The thing that's interesting
that's
here
fine.
Is, you know, you talked about, you know, it's not going to happen, you know, immediately or right away. And I did have the Three of Wands as the central focus card. And that's a card where we kind of take a step back and we sort of assess things. And we want to kind of make sure all our ducks are in a row, so to speak. above that is the Seven of Cups. Now, that's a card where, you know, to me, the great thing about the Seven of Cups is saying, like, look, you know, there's a lot of different things to consider. You may have, like, more options when it comes to this than you think, and make sure that, you know, you get clear-headed on exactly what it is you want to do. Now, the other card that comes up here is really interesting. It's the Six of Cups. So anytime the Six of Cups comes up, you know, I always have to wonder if there isn't something connected to the past here. Like, would you be moving back to some place you lived before, something like that? Or, you know, what is it that brings up this sense of nostalgia? So that's just something that I found kind of interesting. The good news is in the outcome position, I have the Justice card. So that talks about everything being imbalanced. So when it is that, you know, really clear and your ducks are in a row and all of that stuff and you're ready to move, I think when you do make this move, I think that it's going to be a really good one. I think that everything will kind of, you know, sort of be more, I want to say even like balanced for one thing, but also like you feel like you've got like a better footing by moving. So that's what I get.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That is really, you know, amazing, you know, because, you know, the things that you were mentioning, you know, they really do resonate. And, you know, as far as, you know, what, you know, the move would be, you know, it does represent for me, you know, and the reasons for the move. So this is, you know, this is very, you know, exciting for me. And it's a great confirmation, you know, that I am, you know, on the right path. I'm going on the right direction.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling, and you'll have to call back in later and let us know how it goes.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. I definitely will keep you guys updated.
Terrific.
After the
thanks
news.
Thanks,
call.
Honey.
Yes. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for calling. Glad you found us, Ani, and we look forward to talking to you again. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And that opens another line at 714-816-4628. The next caller is from area code 518. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Linda, calling from New York. Hello, how are you? Thank you
Hi,
for
Linda.
Taking my call.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
New York.
Yes,
what do you
New want
to
York.
Talk about?
Anything. I had a lot of people that made their transitions over, and I wanted to know if someone was trying to get my attention. A particular friend of mine, I've had a dream about him like twice, and I'm like, And he made his transition early this year.
Oh. Well, one thing that I would ask before I pull any cards on this, I think it's my turn to go first, desk, is this. Did the dream feel like a dream, or did it feel different? Did it feel like a visitation? You know, because sometimes, you know, we
real.
Can sort of detect
it
the difference,
real.
You know. It
when
felt
I woke
real.
Up, I said, that was a dream.
Right. So to me, that's always like the first clue, is because, you know, because we can have dreams where we, you know, we see people who have transitioned, and, you know, sometimes we dream about them, and sometimes I think, you know, we almost do that, you know, well, all dreams are subconscious, right? But I think we almost do that because we miss them. We want to feel that connection. But then there's other dreams where we flat out feel like somebody came to see us, you know. But let's take a look at that. You know, would there be a message in it for you? Right? And I can kind of look at that to see, you know, are they trying to get your attention? Is your friend trying to get your attention? What's going on here? So, looking at that, okay. Well, these are some interesting cards. Trying to get your attention, trying to communicate. You know what's mainly the focus in these cards is on communication. And what I find is really interesting here, and, you know, we have the devil in the past position and the hierophant right after. Chariot card, page of pentacles, and then the eight of wands. Eight of wands and the page of pentacles, a lot of times, are both connected to communication. But page of pentacles in particular sometimes has to do with learning. So if this is, you know, if one of these people that you see in your dreams that are coming to you in your dreams is trying to communicate anything, I feel like they're trying to let you know that they've learned something, that there's a big difference between maybe who they were when they were walking around and maybe how they were thinking or maybe what their attitude was towards certain things. And now that has shifted. And now there's a sense of freedom with the Chariot card. There's also a sense of, like, moving ahead, movement forward. So I feel like that's really interesting. So with the Devil card in the past position, so what that can represent, right? This could be somebody who, you know, maybe had control issues. Now, that could be something where maybe they try to control everything, right? Or maybe someone, you know what I mean? And what you find is, like, you know, as much as we all want to be in control, we really aren't, you know? We aren't in control of everything, no matter how hard we may try. And the other thing about the Devil card, too, is sometimes we let other things, you know, have more influence in our lives than they should. And sometimes that can show up with things like drinking or any type of, like, addiction or anything that we just can't seem to, like, you know, get past or move forward from. So I feel if this is a message from a friend of yours, I think that it's a really good message and just somebody who wanted you to know, like, hey, you know, they always say, you know, they're in a better place. And I think this is somebody who really is in a better place. And, like, their frame of mind is so much different now. And it's funny because the card of the day I chose today talked about, you know, getting the view from above, you know, getting the big picture. And it just reminds me of that. Like, this person has the big picture now, you know. So that's what I get.
Yep.
Let's see what Dak gets.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm getting is it's sort of, you know, in the same context, Linda, as what Mary's been saying, and the central focus card is the Moon card, talking about the shadows, the shadow world. It's talking about your dreams. The message coming through is to focus on that, because the strong indication I'm getting is that this isn't just one of those experience moments. There are, you know, in some situations where people just show up and they just want to let you know that they're okay, that they're still around, you know, that kind of a thing. This feels very different. This feels like there's an important message there. The two cards following that are the Ace of Coins and the Ace of Swords. Aces are always about new opportunities. So I don't know what it is, but I know that he's got a message for you that you need to hear. And it's about moving forward. It's about new projects. It's about new ideas and new directions for you. And you really need to hear this. So you're going to want to explore your dreams. In fact, I'm going to suggest that you go over to psychictalk.net on our website, click archive, and in the archive, look for the show that I did yesterday with Dr. Liz Wilkerson on lucid dreaming. Dr. Rose Wilkerson.
Oh, Dr. Rose. Oh, okay. Right. She's on. She's a guest.
Yes.
She's co-host with you. Okay.
She's my co-host. And And yeah, you were getting tongue-tied with lucid. I said lucid dreaming. We did a show on lucid dreaming. And it's a very informative show. We go through about lucid dreaming, all the things you can do in lucid dreaming. We even talked about Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie Inception and, you know, how the producer, you know, that's how he created that movie was from lucid dreaming. And go into techniques about how to lucid dream. And the reason for this is because one of the things you can do in lucid dreaming is you can talk to anybody you want. You take control of the dreamscape and you can bring him to, you know, sit with you at a table or in a couch or anything you want to imagine and have a conversation with him, and you'll be lucid. You'll be, you know, awake and in control of
Get
the
out.
Dreamscape. And
Get out.
You'll be able to ask him what it is. You know, what is this, you know, these new ideas, new direction, new projects that's coming your way and help you out. So I hope that helps.
That is beautiful because I dreamt about him twice and I was like, wait a minute. You know, it's like the
He's
dream
trying to
hunt,
talk
and
to
then
you.
It was like a continuation. I'm like, that's not normal.
Yeah, closer to lucid dreaming is what that is. When you have a dream and then you go to sleep the next night and it continues and then it continues.
That's
not just regular old, you know, dreaming. That's lucid dreaming. You know, at least the beginnings of it. Yeah, you need these techniques and concepts that we talked about on yesterday's show. So for you and everybody out there listening, go to archive, just click archive at the top of any page at psychictalk.net and look for the show. It's actually called, let me get the exact title here so I don't mess this up here.
I absolutely will click on.
Because everybody should listen to this show. It's called Wake Back to Bed. And you'll know because the image on it has a woman sleeping, floating on a cloud above Dr. Rose and I. And it says, wake back to bed, powerful lucid dreaming. And wake back to bed is actually one of the techniques that we teach on that show. So you and everybody else listening, check out this show from yesterday. It was really terrific. And thanks for your call, Linda.
I
hope that helped you out.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I called. All right. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All righty. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Yeah, everybody go check out that episode yesterday was fantastic. I also wanted to mention another episode you can find in the archive, which is the one, Mary, we did recently where we were talking about using Oracle decks in your tarot readings because it kind of goes along with what we were talking about for today's topic. They should check out that show.
Oh, yeah.
That episode. Yep.
Yes.
If you haven't caught it yet, go catch that. So we probably have time for maybe one more call here. If we don't get to your call today, that's okay. We're going to be back next week. And Catherine will be doing a live show on Wednesday. Actually, I should mention that she has jury duty, so she's not going to be doing a live broadcast show. So what you're going to do on Wednesday, if you have questions or such, go to psychictalk.net/chat. Go to the chat post for that show at airtime as if you're going to listen to the show, but it won't be airing live. But what you're going to do is you're going to type in the chat post your questions, and as soon as she can, I don't know if she's going to be there live during that or not. I'm a little fuzzy on that. You know, she said something about having jury duty and couldn't broadcast live, but she's going to do the chat post. So you can ask questions and she'll answer them right there in the comments on the chat post, psychictalk.net/chat till Wednesday at showtime, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Go to the chat post, ask your question. I'll be back live with Dr. Rose next Friday and with Mary on next Saturday, and we'll be taking your calls if we don't get to you today. And let's see, who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 206. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lee, and I'm calling from Marysville, Washington.
Cool.
From Washington. Lee.
Yeah, I used to live up there.
Oh, cool. Whereabouts?
Oh, gosh. A bunch of different places. I lived in Lake Stevens. I lived in Seattle. I lived in SeaTac. Places like that. Loved it.
Yeah, the metropolitan area.
Except the
yeah,
snow.
It can be really nice. It's just
I wasn't
wet.
Thrilled with the I wasn't, yeah, thrilled with that, you know. And then when I was out in Lake Stevens, it was even more snow. And I was like, oh, God. Then I ended up moving back to Phoenix so there would be no snow.
That's funny. First time listener to your guys' show. And I'm doodling on paper. And I was going to turn your show off until one of you mentioned your old school and didn't do much hard work. But interesting, I heard the word aunt, like aunt and uncle, about a few hours ago. And while I'm doodling, which I don't do very often at all, I happened to look down and one of my figures I drew was an ant, like an insect. Do either one of you pick anything up with that?
With the ant.
The ant or the ant. Oh, gosh. So what I really have coming through for here, of course, tarot just, you know, might not answer your question exactly the way you ask it. You know, basically tarot tells you what you need to know now, okay? And the central focus card is the Knight of Wands. That's the fire element. It's about following your passions. The thing about ants are industrious. They're disciplined. They get the work done. And that's the strong message that came through to me as you were describing that story.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're right at the precipice of a whole new cycle beginning for you. I got the Death card, which talks about the completion of one cycle and the beginning of another cycle. One door closes, another door opens. And what this is specifically talking about is following your real passions, as opposed to you may not quite exactly be doing that right now. And if you think about it, you know, this might not pop in your head right now. You may have to think about it for a few more hours or a few more days, and then you'll suddenly get, you know, if I'm honest with myself, this is what I'm really passionate about. This is what I'm really supposed to be doing. It has something to do with nurturing other people. That's coming through strong as well. Now, let's see what Mary's getting. Are you getting anything, Mary?
Yeah, you know, there's something interesting, though. My central focus card is the Knight of Wands as well, and I think you said you got that, too.
That exactly,
so,
yeah.
So that's really interesting. So knights often are about movement. We want to move ahead. Sometimes we need to slow our roll a little bit and regroup a bit. A couple of the cards that I'm getting are kind of interesting, the Star card and the Temperance card. So the Star card talks about, you know, what we hope to achieve, what we aspire to, you know, what we're wanting to see happen for us. And the Temperance card, it's interesting. That's a card of alchemy. It's also about finding the middle ground, sometimes involving compromising, kind of having to take a combined approach to things. And I feel like what this is saying is, like, whatever it is that you hope is going to happen. You know, I don't know what you're in investing some hope or, you know, that you want to see occur, is something that, you know, may need a little help to happen. We may have to work with others for it to happen. We may have to find the middle ground in the people that we're working with to make things happen and heal any divisions. Because that busy little ant, the insect, right, they're really almost always part of a team. Okay, you know, when you see ants, you know, it's you don't see just one ant generally, you know, unless it's
correct.
A scout, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's that idea that emphasis on, like, you know, having to, like, you know, compromise in order to get what we want or to make happen what we want to make happen. Now, the aunt and uncle type of aunt, you know, you're going to have to think, like, what does that represent to you? Because as soon as you said aunt and uncle, my thoughts immediately went to my Aunt Judy, you know. I don't know if everybody does that, but it's like the word aunt, and I'm like, Aunt Judy, you know. And boy, you know, she's a hard worker, and she's been through a lot. You know, it's like all of it, just like a flood of ideas, like, you know, come through. And so, you know, if any of this is resonating with you, whether it's the insect aunt or the relative aunt, you know, I would say, you know, pay attention to what you feel the strongest pull towards. Sometimes with words like that are, what, homophones, I think, you know, words that sound the same, but they're spelled differently. You know, sometimes the meanings can be sort of interchangeable sometimes when we hear them clairaudiently or psychically. So just some things to think about.
Okay, well, thank you both.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling. What a cool question.
Oh, cool. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lee. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Wow, that was a great question. And we got to do some symbolism interpretation. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing, I don't know if it's because we've been talking about the Arc Animal Tarot and Oracle deck, but, you know, it came through like really quickly for me and very strong, you know, the message with the symbolism and what it meant with the animal.
And the ant. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome sauce. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to all of our callers. It was really great. Great show, great calls. Had a fun time.
Thank you, Jack.
Next week.
I know.
Thank you, Mary, for being here. Yeah. And so we'll be back next Saturday. I'll be back on the air on Friday with Dr. Rose. We will see you then. Going to say goodbye to everybody and goodbye, Mary.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Mary Ellen.
Yes, thank you.